adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Christy Swanson is our guest tonight. You know her. Well, you know her from many, many, many movies. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Big Daddy. Pretty in Pink. Wait, who are you, the bitchy girlfriend? Oh, you're the one who, what's his name, nailed at the end in the car?
No.
Wait a minute. You had to be...
I ended up with Ducky with John Cryer at the end of...
You were in the parking lot with
him. Oh, yeah, I was...
The prom, I was Duckette.
16 candles, that's right. You're Duckette. Hot Shots, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Jesus Christ, you had quite a career. You got started.
I don't think
early.
I was in Jesus Christ.
You weren't in that musical? That's what I call Jesus Christ Superstar, Drew.
Of course.
You weren't part of the Greek chorus or the Roman chorus?
We did a college version, yes, of course.
All right. Drew, you were in that,
no,
were you not?
No, I was not. No.
How about Godspell? Yes. Okay. Christy is on the cover of the new Playboy, the November issue Playboy, which is out? Not out. When's it out?
It's out now.
Oh, it's out now.
They're a month ahead.
Yeah, Playboy, and God bless them, they've always been very, very premature, as I've been with Playboy. Yeah, I mean, they come out earlier than any other magazine comes out, do they not?
Well, yes.
It's the November issue. It's out now, but it's...
2003.
No, 5.
2005.
Oh, yeah.
They've really come up. Wow.
They were 2 years ahead when we were in high school, Drew. Yeah, they just keep adding a day every issue, and it adds up. So, what made you decide to do? And by the way, it's beautiful cover picture. I've not looked at you inside. Now, how do you feel about me looking at the magazine? I mean, when you're
while you're sitting here,
is it weird?
I was just thinking about that.
Don't worry, he'll look at it when you're not here too.
So. I don't know. That could be a mock magazine.
No.
Somebody could be tricking you.
No. No, it's not mock. You're in it. Uh-huh. Is it okay if I look at it?
If we do whatever you want to do.
That didn't sound like a blessing.
Adam, look. It's well done.
And believe me, just looking at it is not doing anything I want to do. Is this it? No, that's not you. God, I used to love this magazine. The big gala Christmas issue would come out. I loved it when the chicks were by the fire and they're just wearing this like Santa's hat. And
how many trash bins behind liquor stores did you go through in January?
Don't throw away Playboys; they throw away Penthouse. That's the one. When I would go trash picking, I would find the Penthouse. Oh, these inserts! Drew, I can't find Christy.
Okay, you talk to her.
You would think you'd know how to do that one-handed, but here,
yeah. Get to you, would you? I use my penis to turn the page. That was funny. Yeah.
They even have it earmarked for you. Jeez.
Oh, is that what that is? I thought Drew just stuck the page together. And so what's going on? Have you always thought about doing this? Nice. Where'd you shoot this? On some...
We shot it in Mexico, about 2.5 hours outside of Puerto Vallarta.
Mm-hmm. Aye!
And,
nice.
I don't know, it was something that I wanted to do if, you know, I had a lot of control over it, and,
You wanted, final approval of all the shots and everything?
Yeah, the photographer was really the bottom line.
Yeah,
and to be able to shoot with Philip Dixon was amazing, so...
And is the pictures look spectacular, by the way. And as a woman, it's not so much... I think it's this way with everybody. It's not... You don't mind being seen nude if you look good nude. It's the part where you look bad nude that most people object to, nude part.
Or cheesy, or, you know what I mean, not well done.
Yeah, but that's part of looking bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't mean just dimpled ass.
Right.
I mean, most women, especially the women who say they wouldn't pose in the nude, would pose in the nude if they thought they could really look spectacular.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree with that, Christy?
that they would pose?
If they thought they could look stunning.
Mm.
Here's what I'm saying.
I guess.
Uh-huh. Half the women will admit to saying, I wouldn't mind posing in the nude. And the other half would say, no, I would not pose in the nude. But I'm saying out of that half who said they won't pose in the nude, three quarters of that half would pose in the nude if they thought they could look great.
Right.
And they just don't. Is that confusing you?
A little bit.
Most women would pose naked if they thought they could look spectacular.
Yeah, I guess they would.
You good with that?
Sure.
All right.
Can we get on with the show now, Adam?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
I couldn't understand why she couldn't understand that.
Right.
Can you understand that?
Yeah, I sort of do.
You okay?
I don't know. They have a lot of women pose for that magazine that...
didn't want to.
Don't look too good?
I don't know. Just...
Well, but they airbrush them and they... But they did. They didn't do anything for you, did they? I mean, all right. Little airbrush?
Just a little on my neck on the first photo. Because my head's turned really far, so I had a little on my neck. That's it.
Nice. All oiled up. It's great. Fantastic. Is you got a boyfriend? You married? Does anyone care? Your dad? Any of that stuff?
No, I'm not married. I don't have a boyfriend.
Really? Then does it hurt your career at all, you think, or help it?
To not have one?
Well, no, I mean posing nude. Drew, please. Please, just not.
Your dad freak out? You're a lesbian.
Drew, let her answer about her father, then go in with the lesbian questions.
What did my father think? He was, they were, my mom and my dad were a little concerned at first.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They were. Are you close with them?
Very.
Are they out here, or?
They used to be. Now they're in the Midwest, but...
Is that where you're from originally?
Well, they moved after the spread came.
Yeah, they did.
Deep in the South. They're in Florida. So.
Dad's living on
just
a
few months ago, they moved.
He gives swamp tours in the Okefenokee
nice,
Swamp.
Very man. Nice.
Yeah, wrestles skating.
Well, how did they move? Why did they move to the Midwest?
They retired. Move. Well, they retired and they're
that's
traveling
from,
for the
you're
next
from Mission
5 years.
Viejo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orange County.
Mm-hmm. California girl.
And they lived right. down in the desert for a while, but... Yeah.
So, anyway, you're proud of it, you're happy, it looks great.
Yeah, it's all good, it's fine.
We never had such a huge crowd out here. I didn't know that many people knew we were here.
Yeah, it's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a huge load of guys out there, and I would say horrible things about all of them, except
they're going to kick your ass when you get out there.
No, they can't do that.
No? Okay. No,
are you kidding me?
You're right. Forgive me. I beg your pardon.
But my car is out there. And when you leave your car, it's like leaving your ass out in an unprotected parking lot and you going into your house. It is there for the world to kick.
Right.
You can have your ass keyed. You can have your ass egged.
But they're just going to sharpie it.
Let the air out of your ass, which I've been known to do. You know what I mean? That car is a piece of you you're
yes.
leaving out in the street.
Right. They can act out upon.
I said, if I say anything horrible about those guys, they're going to take it out of my car.
All right, here we go.
And...
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was wondering that if I have oral sex with my boyfriend and he has, like, the flu or a cold or something, like, I know you can get that through, like, spit and stuff, but, like, other bodily fluids can I get?
Yeah, you could. I don't know about cold so much as the more systemic illnesses like flu.
Like viruses you can get.
Viruses are through your body, yeah, and the fluids.
Like any of them?
Like any virus,
I mean?
I don't know that as a fact, but I would imagine that's the case.
Okay.
What's he have, AIDS?
No.
No, okay.
No, he just got the flu, and I don't want to kiss him because...
Well, you're not supposed to be getting BJs when you have the flu anyway.
Listen to her logic. I don't want to kiss him, so I guess I'll just give him a blowjob.
Right. You got it.
Do you see the deal here?
Yeah.
Dan's a genius.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
17. Oh, yeah. My God. How old is this guy? He's homesick with the flu and you're giving him BJs?
He's 17.
Oh. I hate this kid.
Me too.
Oh.
Just kidding.
All right. Mm.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Settled. Another satisfied customer. Let's go move on. I know, Adam, you're just very disturbed by that call.
Yeah, I mean, you know what you're supposed to do when you're home and you're 17 and you got the flu. You're supposed to sit home and watch Ben Hunter. On Channel 5,
and eat
macaroni and cheese and be miserable.
The puppet show, Thunderbird.
Yeah. My house was so miserable that if I stayed home for a day, I wanted to go to school the next day. There's nothing to do. Now, what's it get your kids to go to school? I mean, I got Nintendo, and they got the TiVo, and they got the big screen, and they got the satellite, and they got everything they want.
Oh, I know. You have to watch it, too. I mean, listen, one of my sons skipped football practice, and I was like, all right, know this, know that, know this. You'll sit in this room. You'll read.
You beat his ass. Good work. Good work. You have any kids, Christy?
None that I know of.
Okay.
Good answer.
Garrett?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yep.
Christy, you're...
Does that mean you donated eggs?
You don't have any...
No, it's just a joke.
Making a joke. Oh, I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Jesus Christ, Drew. But speaking of donating eggs, you and Drew...
He's an idiot.
I mean, you're probably going to want to have kids at some point, right?
Yeah, if it's meant to happen, sure.
Drew's got brains. He's got looks.
Oh, we should mix our gametes.
You could have a pretty talented, attractive, Aryan-type child. Mm. You're both, you know, grew up around the beach. You love the sunshine. Drew's got that book smarts. You got that street savvy. You're both blonde, or you were. I don't know what Drew was.
Really gray. See, that's...
But look at Drew. He's an attractive man. I think you would have attractive offspring, is all I'm saying.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, no takers, Drew. Garrett?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yes.
What's up?
Nothing much. Sorry, my phone was getting ready to die out. When I was about, I want to say, 5 or 6, I was, molested by my brother's best friend at the time.
How old was the best friend?
He was about 15 or 16.
All right, and what's the question?
And he would make me, like, touch him and stuff.
So this went on repeatedly?
Huh?
This went on repeatedly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. For how long?
A long time.
How long?
About a year and a half.
Okay.
At least.
And the question?
I naturally blocked it out, a lot of it, but I still remember it. But both of my brothers knew about it.
Okay. What's the question, though?
I'm gay now. And I don't doubt that I'm gay or anything, but I just wanted to know if that's, like, if there's any connection.
Maybe.
Well, not
probably.
Just, yeah, probably.
But it doesn't matter.
Right.
I mean, you are what you are.
I'd say to this show, a majority of our callers who are either homosexual or have confusion about their sexual identity have a sexual abuse history. This show.
Yeah. Majority. Most, meaning 70% of people
most
call this show.
Who are gay or have sexual abuse.
But does that screw you up psychologically?
What?
Well, if you find out what the motivation is for you doing anything.
No, I don't think it does. What if your love for large breasts you found out was due to... I'm sorry, Adam. I know sacred territory.
Why do you always...
I
get dragged into this all the time.
Because you have a...
I like large breasts.
I understand that. And if someone would have explained to you why there's that preoccupation, it wouldn't make a goddamn bit of difference.
Right.
You would not undo it. You would not choose to undo it. You're too gratified by it.
Right, but the pursuit of large breasts is a noble pursuit.
I understand.
Whereas being gay, that carries a little stigma.
Yeah, I
understand. Do you see what I'm saying, Drew?
Yeah, so...
That's the difference.
I see, okay.
You understand?
You're good, they're bad. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
by the way, Christy does not have large breasts, but I could, you know...
You'd be okay with it?
Yeah, I mean, a beautiful woman is a beautiful woman. Don't get me wrong. You know, people do this with me and my large breasts. They're like,
Bonesy, Bonesy.
You're like, you like large breasts. Yeah, yeah. What if she had a huge, hairy, dimpled ass and a face like from Phantom of the Opera? I'm like, then no, you idiot. Yeah, but she's got large breasts. What if you took those large breasts and you put them on a male corpse that was rotting and it was your grandfather? Then what? Would you do it? I'm like, no, you idiot. I like a beautiful woman.
That
of course.
Trumps.
Of course. I happen to like large breasts as well, but I would right. much rather have a beautiful woman than an unattractive woman with large breasts.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm glad you clarified. We all were dying to know. America wanted to know.
Yeah,
I know you had to clarify for Christy, but Christy, could you be more uncomfortable than you are right now? Is it possible?
She's fine. Is it hot in here?
Yeah, the air conditioning's off. Right? The air conditioning's broken?
Oh, it's broken.
It's on fire.
It's broken because we turned it on.
Yeah.
All right, let's not... Don't get me started on this Westwood 2 jag. What's going on? What was that call?
I don't take another one.
I'm going to stare at this chick's boobs. So, he's gay. That's fine.
Yeah, and the fact is that certainly there is a there's a case we made for sexual abuse creating issues in sexual orientation, and it is some sort of wiring, some sort of biology that kicks in, and once it's in, it's pretty much in.
Right.
And you're not going to really change that.
But does
whether
it...
Whether you were born that way, and that's why the warring evolved, or whether the environment...
Right. So he's questioning if this had not happened...
He might not have been gay.
Then he might not have been
that
gay.
That is true. But sort of who cares? He is, and that's... He is, and that's it.
Right. All right.
To have him go around feeling like, God, I wish that would happen to me. I want to kill him.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm just wondering if you... In a way, it's like, yeah, you could blame the guy who molested you for causing you a life that maybe you didn't want to lead. I mean, there's a lot of gay people who don't want to be gay.
Especially at
15. Well, he would have then made the choice not to be.
Oh, no, no.
Right?
No. It's a wiring. It's something that gets in. And once it's, again, just like him with his preferences.
Gay. I mean, boobs.
With the boob thing, right?
His preferences, that is in and that's in. That's it. That's it. You can't undo that.
Well, who would want to undo that?
It's sort of the point is that it becomes too gratifying at a certain level, but these are neurobiological processes, and either they're genetically based and it just evolves, or the environment triggers it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but so he can feel...
We have calls all day long by 15-year-olds who know they're gay and trying not to be, or choosing not to be, desperately either want to kill themselves or do anything they can not to be.
Drew's 43, he's trying not to be gay.
And look, it's
been semi-successful over the last 8 years. Bill?
Oh, yes.
You're 20?
For that, yeah. That one night together, Adam.
Yeah, well, you wanted to play those. You wanted to play Green Bay. I told you it was a small town and it got cold. I told you it got cold.
Oh. I said Packer is not Packard.
Drew, a lightning storm. Drew was frightened. We promised we'd never speak about it. We cleaned out the mini bar. Made a
couple
of the whirlpool tub. Bill?
Yeah?
You're on with Christy Swanson and Dr. Drew and me. What's up?
All right, my girlfriend right now, I'm 20 and she's 19. When she was 15, she started going out with this guy who was 23. And she was a little bit overweight. And, you know, she wasn't the most attractive girl. But, you know, they went out for a couple years and she ended up leaving him for me because he really screwed with her head. And a week into our relationship, she ended up having a threesome with him and his best friend.
Oh, boy.
Like a week into our relationship. And then a week later, she went back and did it. And she told me it was because, you know, she had cheated on him with me. And she said it was because, you know, he screwed with her head. And he really did. I mean, I know that he did. But, you know, I don't know if that, you know, I don't know.
What's your question?
I don't know, like, if she would cheat on me again, you know, because.
Well, here's the deal. People your age particularly, early in relationships don't really commit themselves. They still leave their options open very often. Even when it's sort of evolving into something. Would you agree with this, Christy? That people sort of, they may still see an old boyfriend as they're making the transition to a new one kind of thing.
When you're young?
When you're 20.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. How old is she?
She's 19 right now.
19, okay. 20. People do that kind of thing. That doesn't mean that they're going to be a cheater once they commit themselves to a relationship. However, this is not that problem. This is somebody who's really into chaos. This is somebody who will be with a jack-off like the guy she was with before and then go have a threesome because it's what he wants. That speaks volumes about the kind of chaos that she seeks
in her
life.
Yeah, and the other thing is she ended up getting pregnant, and we had a kid together, and so she gave it up for adoption. The time of conception was very similar to the time that she had the threesome, and he told me that neither him or his best friend wore condoms during that.
Be that as it may, just the fact that she gave the child up for adoption, she's a hero in our minds. We have renewed respect for her.
How's that condom conversation go with the
threesome?
Two from the threesome? You just ring the guy up, or take him out for a beer?
Well, I guess he thought that, like, when we started going out and they had the threesome, she went back a week later and had sex with him.
No. How did the conversation go where you found out?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I guess she eventually said, I don't want to have sex with you anymore. And he called me, like, he was pissed off that she wouldn't do that with him anymore. And he called me, and he's like, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about.
Just see if he's
I don't know
going.
Why
just
this.
See if he's still going. Just check it out.
No, it's not.
Okay.
All right, hold on, Bill. You know, I don't know why this popped in my head. It struck me that this guy sounded like Vinnie Barbarino.
Yeah.
From Welcome Back, Cotter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought. this is the real Vinnie Barbarino.
Yes, this is what the character was fashioned after.
Yeah, like the sitcom version is a lot of combing the hair and in your nose with a rubber hose, but the real life is, you know,
the threesomes and
it's crappy girlfriends and pregnancies and condoms and things like that. Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Bill, this girl's a pain. This girl's trouble.
Yeah.
Something horrible happened to her growing up, and
she's acting it out.
Yeah,
I always thought that.
What happened to her? Was she abused or something? Parents drug addicts?
Not as far as I know. I know her older sister was
was a drug addict.
Her older sister has a different father than she does.
No. Yeah, Bill, you know I'm a genius, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm telling you, you are not equipped to deal with this person. This is going to be just a torment filled. Tornado of fire that you're going to have to be dealing with. It's going to be just a big crap storm.
Thank God she had the wisdom to not raise that child.
Okay.
Thank God.
I was there when she gave birth with the child, and I still don't even know if it's mine.
Don't even bother.
So what else you need, Bill? Just move on.
Yeah.
Wish her well and move on. Can you do that, or do you got to be in the middle of the fray all the time?
The S-storm.
You got to dance all the time, or can you just walk away?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, I love her. And
all right, well, then you're in. You're in, idiot. Idiot. You know what I love about stupid guys? They never disappoint.
Mm-hmm.
They never disappoint. They can't stop being stupid for 10 goddamn minutes. It's the same thing all the time. It's like, hey, she screwed my brother. She had a threesome. We had a kid. I don't know whose kid it is.
Yeah.
She was abused. All right, listen, just walk away. This is chaos. You're going to get into trouble. You understand? I wouldn't steer you wrong here. I know more than you do, and I'm telling you, just walk away because there's trouble with this girl.
Wait. Before you say it, no. Before you say, are you willing to listen to me? You know I'm a genius. You going to listen? Yeah, I'm going to listen, Adam.
But I love her.
There we go.
All right. Then just go. She'll be pregnant in 10 minutes. You'll be holding down some crappy job that involves a forklift, and she'll be cheating with your kid brother. Good. Enjoy, you idiots.
You know our 20-year-old...
So tired of you retards calling this show.
Our 20-year-old female patients are even worse that way, though, in terms of the I love him trumping everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, but here's the whole thing, Christy. All I need stupid people on this planet to realize is...
To not have kids.
Okay, but don't cut me off, Drew, when I'm about to get on a roll here.
Go ahead.
You need to realize you're stupid and start listening to smart people and just mimic smart people. Do what they do. You can mimic. Hell, I can teach a goddamn parrot to mimic. I can teach a chimp to mimic. You people just need to mimic. And this is the problem with this society. We tell everyone they're smart. We got two choices in this society. We got smart and super smart. There's no dumb. There's no dullards. There's no borderline retards. There's no idiots. Of course there's idiots. If there's geniuses, there's idiots. Otherwise, there's no geniuses. Many of you people are average or below average in the intelligence department. Fine. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. You approach your life like I approach computers. I don't know anything. I listen to everybody.
Or as I approach construction or house.
Or as Drew, as a borderline gay man like Drew would approach doing something on his house or doing something on his car. He's a smart guy, but he knows he doesn't know about this, so he calls in the experts and he listens to what they have to say. You people need to approach your entire life like Drew approaches his house.
Mm-hmm.
Have the old lady call the man in and do what he says to do. That's all you people need to do. But here's the problem. You're stupid and you don't know it. You're stupid and you're cocky. That's dangerous. Yes, you're stupid and you think you're smart, and now you're not going to listen to anybody, but you're still going to do stupid things, and you're not going to alter your course. So you'll get everyone pregnant, you'll do all the drugs you can do, you'll drop out all the classes you can drop, and you'll have a miserable life, and I'll have to take care of you. Chrissy Swanson's in here tonight. And I know I got a little tirade, I get heated up, but now it's hot in here, is it not?
Oh, yes. Ridiculous.
Anderson,
although, actually,
please.
The air, I can feel a little breeze, finally.
No, I farted.
Okay.
I'm not an air conditioning repair guy. I have no idea what to do.
Can you turn something on?
You know, Adam, I've noticed you really want to impress Chrissy tonight. Why don't you light a fart for her?
I farted earlier today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
All my good stuff came out. Chrissy Swanson, our guest tonight. She's on the cover of the November issue of Playboy, which is out as we speak. She's also inside of it. Because I guess they have to put you in it if they put you on the cover, right?
I guess.
I'd assume so. I don't know if that's the truth, but...
All right.
She has a movie coming out at the end of October?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that when we get back.
All right. After this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Chrissy Swanson is our guest tonight. She's currently on the cover of the new issue of Playboy magazine, November issue. Cover looks spectacular, and so does the photo spread inside.
Doesn't that cover have a sort of a 70s quality to it? Not so much. You know,
no, 80s, I'd say.
80s, right.
It just reminds me of, it's a great picture of Christy, and it does remind me of some of the, I don't know, maybe it's the red and the black color scheme or something like that, but reminds me of the 80s more than the 70s. Yeah. But yes, it looks sort of vintage.
Yeah.
Or our wheelhouse, yes, Playboy, right. which is good. And I don't know, you know, it's interesting because every guy between the age of, well, see, this is an interesting thing. All guys between the age of, let's say, 30 and 55 grew up with the Playboy.
Yeah.
But I don't know if a guy who's 25 today grew up with the Playboy.
Not with that becoming the emblazoned...
It wasn't the icon.
Icon, yeah.
Right, because if you are...
25, they had to have.
No, well, but they had the internet. And they had the computer, and they had many other publications that were maybe even racier than Playboy was. Whereas the Playboy was the only game in town.
Right.
And we didn't have any... you know, satellite TV or any computers. Or we didn't have VCRs. I mean, Playboy, only game in town for guys like Dr. Drew and myself. I used to look at a raft box. I was masturbating to a raft box. And I was at a...
You swallowed that. Say that again.
Raft box.
What did you do to it?
Masturbate.
So looking at a raft box. Did you, like, cut out the cardboard and bring it in the bathroom? Or you stand there in the pool store?
Kind of sicko.
Stood there in the pool store?
They have bathrooms in pool stores.
Oh, my God. So you'd run out, look, and then run into the bathroom?
No. I was in love with this chick that was on a raft box that I used to see at the Big Five Sporting Goods, though. And recently, I was at a pool supply store last week, and I was checking out the raft boxes. And there was some pretty hot-looking tail on the raft box. But, I mean, times were lean back then. You had to make do. We were like,
you don't get it?
We're man in the wilderness.
There were models, rafts, there were models sitting on a raft on a picture on the box.
Oh, my God.
And this is what he'd go out and he'd masturbate to. So that's all he'd think.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He'd run in the bathroom at the sporting goods store.
They'd have the hot chicks occasionally, like on the ring toss. All the pool toys have the hot chicks
them
on
them.
The slip and slide.
In your head.
Yeah. Oh. But it skewed a little younger. But it would do in a pinch.
Oops.
They're all grown up now. But the one raft box chicks, it was really, really hot. And that's what we had.
What's screwed up about the human mind is, so you have that woman emblazoned in your mind. Now, whenever you look at a raft box, it's just some version of her.
Yeah. Yeah, I was staring at raft boxes at the pool supply place last week.
Let's face it, it's not the
high-end
models on the raft boxes.
But here's what I'm saying, Drew. I don't want to get going on the raft box, but I'm saying that when we grew up, Playboy was the only game in town. Now, if you take an average 15, 16-year-old, I don't know if Playboy is the number one magazine for that 15-year-old. I'm sure he wouldn't throw it away if you gave it to him.
Their ideas about female images. And
so Playboy would actually probably do well to go a slightly more retro direction.
Mm-hmm.
Make the covers look a little more like we remember them from the 70s and probably draw in the crowd that grew up weaned on Playboy. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Christy, I think he solved the mystery.
Christy's confused again.
She's talking about it.
Right?
She's thinking about
Let's
leaving.
Save some babies. Leslie?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Drew. Hello, Adam.
What's up? Say hi to Christy Swanson, too.
Christy, I want to make love to you.
Excuse me?
Done and done.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess just to start off, my aunt is a firefighter, and she has breast cancer, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually about to die from it in about 4 days.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. They got it narrowed down. 4 days, huh?
Yeah, she's pretty close.
Oh, boy.
And I wanted to have breast reduction surgery.
What does that have to do with the breast cancer issue?
Well, I heard it would reduce the risk, and I'm a really paranoid person.
No, it would not reduce the risk.
But I've already kind of anyway, you know?
Not unless you had the breast tissue completely removed and then reconstructed with implants.
Yeah, but I wanted to do it, and I wanted to know if it's dangerous to reduce nipple size.
How do you reduce nipple size?
I don't know. I'm sure they have a procedure for that. But
which part?
What
of
about the breast cancer? The gene
in your mom
test.
Does your mom have breast cancer too?
No, just my aunt. My mom was a firefighter too. She had colon cancer.
Well, are you hear cutting off at the end of each little comment?
I have a really messed up speakerphone.
Well, will you get off the speakerphone, goofball?
I can't. It's my only phone. I'm poor.
You can't pick up the phone?
It's my only phone. I'm poor.
And it only works in speaker mode?
Yeah.
You can't pick it up?
No, not at all.
Hold on a second.
I expect to hear a smoke alarms of chirping shortly.
Leslie.
Yes?
Pick up the phone.
I can't.
Why not?
I have no other phone than this.
Yes, but...
Why doesn't it work?
Why don't you pick up the receiver?
There is no receiver. It's broken.
All right. I'm going to punish you by hanging up on you.
Oh, man.
Idiot. Don't call the show if you don't have a phone that works. And what's up with all you low-rent retards that call? I don't have a phone that... Get a phone that works. We run into this all the time. You're going to go through life with a phone that doesn't work? Phones are $5. You can lease them from the phone company for like a nickel a syllable or something.
Aren't speaker phones more expensive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she said she was poor.
She's stupid. She was.
All right, but listen, the colon cancer, breast cancer link is there, and Christy is right that there are some genetic testings to be done to see if you do have the real true risk for breast cancer genetically based. And if indeed you had that, you'd probably have both breasts removed. And you'd be screened for colon cancer much more carefully, which you should be screened for anyway, given your mom's history.
And they don't.
And if you don't have the breast cancer gene, that doesn't mean you won't get breast cancer.
No, you have to adjust your diet accordingly, take the proper vitamins, and screen carefully.
They don't shrink your nipples, though.
They probably could do that.
The areola part?
They probably could. Mm-hmm. They could do something. I mean, they can rebuild an areola, right? Out of ear skin.
Yeah.
They cut them. I had a girlfriend who had huge nipples, and then they cut them. They cut around them, and they were very small afterwards.
Really?
Yeah, they take them. Drew knows. They take them off.
Well, they move them when you're having the breast reduction sometimes.
They took hers off and trimmed all the way around.
Right, they can trim them down.
Oh, so they trim around the nipple when the nipple's off?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's like they're taking a coaster off a coffee table and then cutting around it, making a smaller diameter, and putting it back on the coffee table.
Good times.
Did they ever switch them, put the right on the left?
You'll never know. I don't know if you'd ever know that, would you? I'd have to do that if I was a doctor. I'd actually put them both on the one breast. That'd be my move. Stack them. Kristen?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
You have us? Yeah.
It seems like the average person my age would dream mostly about, like, sex in a positive way.
Yeah.
But lately, I've been, like, having more, like, it's like the same dreams, like, you know, you're having sex with somebody, whatever. But it's, like, a negative way. I would wake up, like, grossed out or...
What happens? Like, it grosses you out.
It's regular. There's some where it'd be like a one-on-one, but it's kind of messy and kinky, you know?
Like what's happening?
Probably, okay, stuff like...
Oh, I heard that smoke alarm.
I thought I heard a smoke alarm, too.
You heard a smoke alarm?
Chirping, the battery.
Now, I would ask if you have a smoke alarm that's chirping in the background, but as I've learned from doing this show... That doesn't seem to factor into whether the smoke alarm is going in the background or not.
Normally,
you would think, I'll just ask if that was a smoke alarm, but that's always met with confusion.
In our caller.
So all we can do is wait and see if it goes off again, and it usually goes about every 33 seconds.
It is, but I'd have to put the phone down and go close the door so you can't hear it.
Well, let us just hear it again.
There it is.
So you can yell
it? Is that it?
That was it.
Yeah.
Now, Kristen, what room is that in?
It's in the hallway. That's why I can just close the door.
No, don't close the door. We want to delight in the symphonic tones that you live with all the time.
Now, how long has that been that way?
What, the smoke alarm or my dreams?
No, we'll get back to your dreams. The smoke alarm going, chirping in your house.
I don't know. I forget about it. I didn't even notice it was still doing it.
See, to me, that makes you part, like that would disturb a water bison. If I roped it up in your entry hall, it would eventually drive the bison crazy. Do you understand?
So we hear on this show, I'm explaining to Christy, what we were talking to people, and we hear the smoke alarms notifying their owners that their batteries are dead.
And
we
and can they hear should it replace it.
Yeah, but we've had callers have two or three of them going off.
No, they have them in their room, in their bedroom.
And we say, what are you doing?
Going off for weeks.
They're confused. Can't understand what we're talking about. And then finally, oh, yeah, okay, that's been going on for a while. So anyway, I have these dreams about sex.
So, Kristen.
Yeah.
We'll stop making fun of you, but please, it's a 9-volt battery.
Okay.
You got to stand on a chair.
Yeah.
There it is. You hear that?
Yep.
You heard it?
I'm short. I can't reach it even when I'm standing on it.
Ladder. The ceiling. There's something called a ladder.
Oh, all right. Oh.
All right, Kristen.
No, it's a smoke alarm. She's admitting it.
Okay.
Anyway, so you have these dreams. Now, what went on that was so disturbing to you in the dream?
I don't know. It's like, I don't know. It's just messy. I don't even want to say it, but it's like
important that you say it because it gives us a clue as to what's troubling to you. It's some aspect of yourself that is truly there that you are sort of repelled by. It's coming out in your sleep, but it's something.
Well, a lot of girls have sort of nasty dreams.
Why is she repelled by it is my question.
Tell us the dream, Kristen.
Sometimes it's threesomes with guys that are, I don't know. But it's usually messy, like no condoms used, and they're ejaculating over me or someone else that's in their room or something really, really gross like that.
Uh-huh. Someone else who just happens to be in the room?
No, just whoever else is involved.
I see. All right, they're kind of naughty. But I mean...
But not violent or destructive.
Nah.
Are you in a relationship?
No.
You're single?
Yeah.
And are you attracted to guys?
Yeah.
And your dad never did anything weird to you?
No, I don't live with my dad.
Besides him being not available.
Besides abandoning you, is there no sexual or physical abuse?
No.
Okay. Well, that's fine then. I wouldn't worry about what you dream about too much. Okay? And get that smoke alarm fixed. And this is a chick thing. Guys don't wake up and worry about what they dreamt about.
Mm.
They just don't. I mean, that's kind of like getting high and then questioning what you thought about. Like you drop acid. You see a bunch of colors, and then you question yourself. I mean, you were high.
Not just questioning, fine. Reacting to it. Like, what's the matter with me? I'm disturbed. I grossed myself out.
I mean, no, we...
Guys don't gross themselves out.
No.
They couldn't live with themselves.
I just mean guys don't examine their dreams that closely. Your mind is wide open, and oftentimes it will seek out the most negative, even if it's in a sexual situation. It's a form of a nightmare. Everyone has bizarre dreams. I mean, why bother sorting them out? It's just a mishmash of images that were left over from that day. She should dream about getting a guy to change that battery.
That's what I think.
And her smoke alarm. Oh, true. See, to me, that's more animal than human being.
Can a noise like that affect your dreams?
Sure.
Can your environment and noises around you?
I'm not sure that would the chirping of a smoke alarm would necessarily trigger thoughts of men ejaculating.
No. I don't mean that.
Oh, yes.
But it could affect your dreams.
Adam, really? Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, how's it work?
The fire marshal's ejaculating.
I see.
That's what that is.
And Smokey the Bear.
Oh.
Okay. That she should be scared.
How low rent can you be? You can't change the battery.
No, that's a Loveline caller.
All right. Chrissy Swanson, our guest tonight. She is on the cover of the current Playboy, out now, November issue. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Chrissy Swanson is our guest tonight. She is currently on the cover of the November issue of Playboy.
Chris is making fun of me for yawning here.
Oh, really? I didn't even notice.
He doesn't notice, and it's a reflexive response whenever Adam begins speaking. You'll know,
I think you were catching his yawn.
No. He's just talking.
Oh, I was yawning. Well, listen, we do the show every night.
Fine.
And they're not all winners. I'm going to be honest. You know, we try not to slip below a 3.
Mm.
But if we can come in at about 5, then it makes the 8s really worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So let's say we shoot for like 5.5, 6 tonight. What do you say? Christopher?
Adam wants to impress you, Chris Danson.
You're 24? Yeah, I know women love them sixes. Or 5.5 in my case.
This is an 8 tonight. This is a good show.
Oh, it's an 8?
Tonight.
All right, let's keep it going now. Certain pressure.
Good question. Congratulations, Adam.
Thank you.
On what? Oh, being married, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, did you just get married?
Yeah, don't ruin it for Christy.
My bad. Sorry about that.
This is big shiny ring on his finger.
Yeah. Don't ruin it for her.
What do you think of that ring?
It's a ring.
It doesn't belong in a man's hand,
though. It's brand spanking new.
I agree with you. No jewelry belongs in a man's hand. Very valid point,
Charlie. How dare you?
Hope your wife's listening. Christopher?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. What's up?
I just got a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
What can I know, I mean, actually, from listening, I can kind of know what I'm going to expect, but if I met somebody and we hit it off well, but the person's last boyfriend committed suicide during the relationship, but not because of her at all, he just did, and it was a surprise to everybody, should I even continue pursuing at all, or should...
Why not?
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of baggage. Am I going to...
What's the baggage? Would you punish her because somebody else had an illness?
I'm not going to punish anybody, but you always talk about people in chaos. And
how long ago did he commit suicide?
Like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
You made a big point of saying it had nothing to do with her. It was just a separate illness that he was suffering from, and it came to bear.
Okay.
You're not saying that she was he a drug addict?
I'm not sure. I didn't get into detail with it.
That would be worthy of exploring. If the suicide was a complication of some other conditions.
That would make a difference?
Yeah, it makes a difference. Depression can be a isolated phenomenon.
Right, but what would that have to do with her? What the reason of him committing suicide had nothing to do with her, like, directly? Do you know what I mean?
That's my point. It wouldn't have anything to do with her unless there was some other aspect of his character or other illness that he had that she needed to be with, like alcoholism or addiction.
Christopher?
Yeah.
You're bringing the show down to 5 now.
Why?
Well, we're at 8.
I'm very interested.
You a great compliment, too, because you're pretty funny tonight, but I'm going to hold back on it.
Please. Although, if you gave me that compliment, it'd bring us back up to 6.
I don't know if it would.
Come on, buddy. Let's get the show up to a 6.
All right. I was thinking that you'd make a good addition to the Seinfeld cast.
Yeah. It's been off the air for 6 years
That's
now.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, whatever. You would have been if you were 5 years or 6 years.
You know what I'd like to do?
Missed your window, Adam.
I would like to enter syndicated shows like they do with those Coors commercials and John Wayne.
Right.
Or the vacuum commercial and Fred Astaire.
Right.
That's what I'd like my agent to start working on. I would like to enter all the I Love Lucy and Honeymooners.
Do they have to be like 20, 30 years old? Or
no.
Come on the Hughley.
No, I'll do Caroline in the City.
There you go.
I'll be the wacky neighbor, and they'll green screen me or blue screen me, and I'll just walk in, and I'll be imposed onto all these sitcoms. It'd be interesting, and, make it worth watching, because you thought you saw this episode. Oh, no. Now Carolla's the wacky neighbor.
Three's Company.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. What do you think of that idea, Christy? You have no idea, do you?
No, I'm still thinking about this kid called.
All right. She committed suicide a year.
He needs to explore more about the reasons.
It's a year and a half ago. That's fine.
It may have nothing to do with her. May truly have nothing to do with her.
I'm wondering if she's interested in him, though. Christopher?
Yeah.
Is she interested in you?
Absolutely.
How do you know?
Because she asked for my phone number.
Okay.
And usually that's my department.
You met her one time?
Right. Yeah, but it was a good conversation.
How did the suicide thing come up?
I don't know. When I talk to people, I tend to ask a lot of questions, and they trust me, so they just...
Okay. And where did you meet her?
At a bar.
Are you a little bit of a fixer?
Yeah, somewhat, but I don't really get past, like, a certain point. Like, I had a girlfriend for a long time, up until about 2 years ago, and then no girlfriend since then, but dated a lot, and I got a place where I stopped.
Do you have a mom who's an alcoholic or something?
No, my parents are the greatest parents in the world.
Okay, and
that should tell you can trust your instincts
a
little bit.
Has she called you
Sounds
yet?
Sounds like you can.
What's that?
Has she called you?
No.
Well, how long ago did she get your number?
A couple of days.
All right, so if she's not, doesn't call in the next day or so.
Forget it.
Yeah, obviously.
Smooth. All right.
But that I just wanted to, know if...
you're fine. You're fine.
Okay.
All right, good times, everybody.
Okay, cool, bye.
Show's back up to 7 now. Still lower than when he called, though. Eric?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
You're 16?
Yeah.
All right, what's up?
Nothing much, man, but I just got done watching The Man Show.
Fantastic.
It was good. You should tell Jimmy to try and doing those balls with one hand.
Yeah. What was he doing? Oh, was he taking bras off?
Yeah.
Huh? Okay.
He was doing the two hands.
I got it.
That was pretty funny.
Anyways, my question was, I've had a lot of partners in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And I just recently did it with a virgin, and I was wondering, is something supposed to happen, like, during sexual intercourse? Because people told me that something's supposed to happen, but, nothing has, like, during intercourse.
Something's supposed to happen.
Eric's like hard to track.
Like you see skyrockets.
No, like they said, like
your girlfriend's supposed to say, "Are you done yet?"
Right. Eric, what? First off, you on a regular phone?
I'm cordless.
Oh. Yeah. Are you speaking into it?
Yeah.
Okay. You smoke a lot of weed?
Nah.
Well, come on.
Moderate amount of weed.
Maybe you should get closer to the base of the phone.
Okay. You don't smoke weed?
No.
That's a damn lie, and you know it. And you want to know that your question is, when you have sex with someone, aren't they supposed to do something?
Yeah, with a virgin, though. Like, what I want to know is, because people tell me, like, when you do it with a virgin, like, they're supposed to, like, bleed their first time or something.
Sometimes.
Like that. That's what I hear.
Sometimes.
And
more often than not, what you really would get would be, ouch.
Yeah, that's what I get.
That's about it.
So.
All right, there you go.
And actually, I had two questions. Can I ask another question?
Yeah. Quickly.
I just want to know.
No.
What was that?
Go ahead.
I just want to know, what are the effects of crystal meth?
The effect. So you're doing amphetamines, not pot.
Yeah, I guess you can say that.
You were doing a pot for a while there, though, right?
I've only been smoking. Well, I haven't smoked pot for like 4 months.
That's what I'm saying, though. What happens with pot is you smoke pot every day for a while, it stops working. And you start looking around for other ways to deal with your depression that the pot causes, and you find your way over to speed.
Well, one of the negative effects of crystal meth is not affecting virgins in a way that you would have imagined otherwise.
We got to go to break. If you want to address this, I can't. Obviously, there's tons of things we can talk about with speed.
All right. Eric?
What's up?
You got to get off the speed, buddy.
All right.
It needs treatment, but it needs treatment, Eric. You're not going to stop without it, period.
We could tell Eric was greatly affected by something. We were sort of hoping it was weed. As it turns out, it was, because he probably smoked weed for a long time.
Yeah.
Chrissy Swanson is our guest tonight. She's currently in Playboy and on the cover of this month's issue. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Chrissy Swanson is our guest tonight. She's currently on the cover of this month's Playboy, which is next month's Playboy, but it's out on newsstands as we speak. Looking very fetching. Topless. Semi-bottomless. I would assume. It's hard to tell because the magazine stops. It'd be great if they made these magazines just 3 inches longer. We could really tell what was going on down there. But a very, very, very striking pose. And it's black. It's got the red lettering. Chrissy's got a movie coming out soon, right?
Well, it's a movie that I did actually in Amsterdam. It's a Dutch film that Skeet Ulrich was in, and it's an action movie. And it hasn't been released in the States. It was in all the film festivals, like Cannes Film Festival, and so I guess they're releasing it now at the end of October.
In the United States.
Yeah.
And
that's what I heard.
It's in English?
Yeah, it is in English.
That's coming out
end of this month.
End of this month. What's it called?
Soul Assassin.
Then what's your part in it? You play the soul or the assassin?
I work for Interpol. I'm like a private eye. Kind of.
Do you throw in, like, karate kicks and stuff?
Yeah.
Ballistic experts?
A lot of guns and fighting, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good. Why'd you do it in Amsterdam?
That's a darn good question.
How long were you doing it for?
It was set there. I mean, that's where the story was set.
But it was a Dutch...
Unfortunately, I was there for, like, 2 months. And it was October, November. I didn't see the sun for 2 months. And being from California, that was a bit rough.
Did you go to any of those hash bars?
No, that's the thing. You know, I mean, I'm stuck in Amsterdam for 2 months, and I don't smoke pot, and I'm not a guy. So, you know, what am I going to do?
Screwed. You can eat
Hang
it
out
over
at
there.
Anne Frank
Van Gogh Museum.
Museum,
yeah.
Anne Frank Museum. Kill yourself. Richie?
Yeah?
You're 13?
Yep.
You fell off a bike and crushed a ball?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, and
like, it got, like, my testicles turned dark blue and green.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Good times. But
my right one was, like, way worse.
Yeah.
And, like, I haven't done anything, but, like a week ago, I tried to masturbate, and, like, nothing came out.
Yeah, you need to get seen about this, Richie. This
well, wait, I tried to beat off when I was 13, and nothing came out.
You didn't even try when you were 13, did you?
Well, I summoned my penis. I mean, I commanded it to have something come out of it when I was 13, and nothing came out.
Shouldn't he wait until it's healed before
how long ago did this happen?
This happened about a month ago, a little more.
Oh, my God.
Had you been masturbating successfully before this?
Yeah.
You need to see a urologist, Richie. That you can rupture, you can kill your testicles. Quite literally, they can die.
Yeah, I know. But the only thing is I'm addicted to marijuana. Like, I stopped. I'm, like, trying my hardest to stop. But I'm afraid, like, I'm going to get in trouble or something.
Well, the urologist is not going to be able to detect that, okay? I do suggest you do something with that. You're 13. You're already completely addicted and can't stop. It's going to have a profound effect on your development.
Urologists can tell because there's a syndrome called bong balls. When you put that 3-foot bong between your legs and start sparking the pipe up, your balls actually take a
concave
shape that actually forms around. A lot of my friends had this.
Bong ball.
Bong ball syndrome. BBS.
Well, of course, BBS. But I think because of the crush.
Years of putting it between your legs, the balls actually start growing around the bong. It happened to my buddy the Weed.
Two things Richie needed, no doubt.
He didn't have to hold the bong anymore. His balls, we'd have to ask his balls to release the bong so that we could get a hit. Oftentimes his balls were belligerent. That's BBBS. That's belligerent bong balls syndrome. And we had to wrestle it away. I had to distract the balls while my buddy Ray went for the bong.
Yes, of course.
You kid. I mean, Christy laughed.
No, I saw Donnie in the magazine, the picture in the medical journal. About the
You saw his balls.
The BBBS, yes.
Yes.
So be that as it may, however, two things about Richie. Richie is not old enough to have the more protracted or advanced form of the BBS. It's going to be a little more malleable. Mm-hmm. And his testicles have been crushed, and so the BBS has been, no doubt, crushed out of the...
Right.
So they will not detect that he's a marijuana addict. Nor will the urologist be in a position to really do much with that. You need to take that. At least, Richie, check into Marijuana Anonymous, get some support from people who've dealt with this.
Okay, and see the urologist, because your balls will die.
Yeah,
die on the vine.
I mean, you really do.
You could lose one, huh?
You can lose both.
Wow, that's not good.
You lose both, you're just left with one, right?
I told you, one of my experiences with that was a guy that got hit, a direct hit in the nuts with a hockey puck.
That's right.
And it just fractured. It was like a hard-boiled egg just cracked open.
Ugh.
Beautiful.
Yeah. That's
Doug?
Nice sound effect.
Anderson. Doug, you're 19.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, well, I was listening to you a while back on my way home, and I heard you talking about a model on a raft box.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted you to know that a few months ago I met this girl who just happened to be a model for raft box.
Really?
And I didn't think much of it at the time, but when you started talking about it, I thought, you know what? I bet you've never even met a raft box model, huh?
No, in my dreams, in my fantasies.
But what I find amusing about this is that Adam may have met a raft box model. I don't know how many raft box models announce that up front when you meet them.
One knows when one is in the presence of a raft box model. They have the smell of vulcanized rubber.
And styrofoam.
You know that new raft smell?
And styrofoam?
Yeah. I think they smell raft-like.
Didn't you try and find your raft box?
Yes, I did pursue a raft box model years later.
After you recovered from bong ball syndrome?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, I'd become a big celebrity and looked at this raft box model as sort of unfinished business. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I went into the Big Five sporting goods store.
Look for her name.
And I took the raft and, found out the company that made the raft were located.
You're like it was an acting out. You indulged yourself by buying the raft with this woman on it.
No, I didn't buy it. I think I just copied the address of the manufacturer down on like a steno pad. Yeah. And I got on the phone and I spoke to the people that manufactured the raft.
And asked who the model was?
And I was up front with them. I'm not some nut job. who's trying to find a raft model.
This is a crank yankers.
I'm a bona fide B/C celebrity who's basically got some unfinished business with this raft box model. And if you could point me in her direction, I'd be much obliged. But shockingly enough, they had, you know, it was,
no idea.
It was 13 years old. They had no idea what I was talking about. But I give it my best effort, Doug. And hey, baby, if you're out there listening, she wouldn't know. There's been so many rafts. I like to have a convention of raft box models.
Yes.
All the hottest raft box models from over the years.
How would we gather them? How would they would be?
I can find them.
Disinclined to admit to their past.
I don't know, because that could have been the pinnacle for some of them as models.
How would you? You got to find the agency.
A lot of them could have started off modeling like barbecues or water wings and worked their way up the raft. You look at raft box modeling as the bottom of the modeling food chain. I say no.
I did not say that.
All right.
Well, this one started with the raft boxes. So.
Right. It's a stepping stone to a lot of young models, for a lot of young models. Chrissy, you did some raft box modeling when you were young.
I did not.
See, she has a minute. See how that works? You're going to have a difficult time getting them.
Hold
to come.
I swear I saw some in her bio.
I just had a bad visual of Adam, like, you know,
finding
the
off.
Yeah, just yeah, like opening visual. The box and taking out the glue, thinking that maybe it was, you know.
Like, yeah.
Lube.
Oh, no.
That'd be bad.
It would be, yeah. Well, wait a minute.
You know, some kid had to have done that.
He never left the store, you see.
He didn't.
I was too thrifty to actually purchase the raft. Yeah. But, Doug?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, she was beautiful?
Oh, yeah.
Did she still have the bikini she used when she modeled on the box? Because that's what I'd bring into the bedroom.
I didn't ask, but she did, sometime during the night, she did tell me that, she tans naked, so...
Yeah, but see, here's what I want. Okay.
Doesn't everybody...
Doug's quite the conversationalist. He paints such a vivid picture.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I actually got my paws on a raft box model, I would insist that she bring the bikini that she was photographed with and the raft.
And assume the pose.
Get on the raft,
and
baby.
And the drink.
Hold that drink. A lot of the upper-scale raft box models would do the deluxe rafts that had the drink holder that was built into the armrest.
Of course.
And that's... I don't do the flat... Just the flat raft models. I do the ones that have the pillow, the backrest, and the armrest with the drink
really
holder
in
it.
And they're sitting up.
They're sitting
up.
The
boobs are bigger that
a little
way.
Bit.
Right,
there
right.
A little proper historical perspective. These had big styrofoam arms and sort of a mesh... Linen on the back. They were hammocked in.
You're just sort of thinking of the lounge chair that they put styrofoam buoys on and threw in the pool.
I'm talking more
inflatable. This was the inflatable variety.
Right.
This is not your dad's raft box models. You understand? Well, that would be a real turn-on. Put her in the bathing suit. Look at the box. Sometimes there's multiple pictures. You turn the box over. There's another shot of her on the back. You look at the little standing up next to the next to the raft.
Well, here's a caller from Mission Viejo.
You know what's always funny about the raft boxes? You have to. You can't just show the raft. It has to be in the pool. You just couldn't. Your imagination would not let you believe that the raft was actually in the pool. Joe.
Hey, what's up?
You're 16.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I don't know. This weekend is me and my girlfriend's 2 month anniversary. And,
2 month anniversary.
You're gonna be getting some in the mail for me and Drew. Has it got there yet?
Dude, it's a freaking invitation, man. I guess it's like, well, we've been on and off, and like this is like our 2 month anniversary from like being together.
Sure, I mean any relationship that lasts 2 months is gonna have some on again, off again.
But I mean, like we'd been on and off for a year. I mean, I'm sorry.
Okay, and you put together 2 months
of each other, or
yeah, and then so anyways, like
that was
I
a
guess,
joke.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I just wanted to know, like, because I want to, like, I plan on having sex this week. Like, she wants to have sex this weekend. So,
wait, slow down.
Yeah,
who do you think you're talking to here?
For the big 2 monther, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You notice how you tried to slip in? It was her idea. No, this is your idea, right? Of course.
No, it's like, I guess that's like my gift for the 2 month thing.
Her gift to you after a year of begging.
How old is she?
15.
15. And did you ask for this gift, or did she volunteer it?
No, I didn't ask for it at all.
Ever?
Okay.
Really?
All right.
Yeah. And well, she also had sex with my friend, too, so.
Ooh.
All right.
So she's not a virgin.
No.
Well, maybe he had a birthday or a Hanukkah or something. I mean.
I've smoked his friend's poles.
And by the way, ladies, you do not have to go to the store. Do you know what I mean? I mean, any guy would accept a sexual gift from any girl for his entire career, right?
Yeah.
No matter what age, no matter what the situation.
That's right.
Yeah, it's much better than a tie or a mock turtleneck.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Joe, so you're going to have sex with her.
Uh-huh.
And your question is?
Well, what's the best position, man? I need help.
I don't know if you're... You don't sound like you got a whole lot of experience in this department, right?
Not
exactly. So you got to look at it as you're up on the 3-meter diving board, all right? And you want to know what the best move is to impress the judges. But I don't want to tell you to do a triple flip and a half twist and go in without a splash because you're going to do a belly flop.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We need something you can pull off.
Dude, do you think I should practice on her friend? Because she's kind
of
like...
Oh, shut up, you idiot.
I was going to say, my gosh.
Dude.
Indeed.
Dude.
Mission Viejo.
Oh, yeah, right. It wouldn't really matter what position would be the best for him. It would be over before he got into it.
Most likely, but... Or
no erection.
That's
the only trick that men get pulled on themselves.
Right. Ian? Ian?
Hello?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, first off, let me say what's up to us.
Alrighty.
No.
Anyone else you want to say hi to?
Sam.
Alright. Alright. Hey.
Tara.
Hey, phone screeners.
Tara,
over here. No more 15-year-old jack-off boys. I'm tired of them. They're just idiots. All guys are... guys between the age of 14 and 19 are just a complete waste. They're just idiots. Look, here's what I'm saying.
Between 14 and 19?
Between the ages of 14
That's
and
Christy's
19.
Christy's wheelhouse. She's offended.
This, what?
You're dating 16-year-olds again, Christy?
No,
I'm saying males between the age of 14 and 19 are just... Their percentage of these guys being idiots is very high. Is it not?
By idiots, you don't mean intellectually challenged. You mean just jack-offs.
Just jack-offs. Yeah. Say, dude, hey, I'm going to give a shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to cut way back on the 15-year-old guys. And I don't even mind the 15. I don't mind the 15-year-old guys from the Midwest, for instance, but the California guys that are 15 are just a complete waste.
There's
the closer you get to the beach, the stupider.
Yeah, there is a big difference.
Show me a 15-year-old guy who grew up by the beach. I'll show you a jackass. What is it? Is it the salt?
Really?
Maybe it's the salt air. Does you know how salt air destroys your car?
Yeah.
Maybe it destroys your mind, too. I know Chris is getting angry now because she grew up by the beach, but
no. What
is it about growing up near the beach that makes you into a retard? Not you, not the ladies,
It saps
them beautiful.
Your motivation.
Is that what it is?
What's better, just lying there?
That's it. I mean, the salt air sort of ruins everything
by
the beach.
You're like a carnivore, some lion that's in a big, controlled environment and big slabs of meat thrown in 3 times a day.
You just sit around. You're not hungry. You're not motivated.
It doesn't get better.
Okay. Maybe that's what it is, because I swear to Christ, I've not met a 15-year-old guy who's grown up anywhere near an ocean that's been worth a crap, Steve.
Steve.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I just wanted to call and thank you for some inspiration back a few months ago that ended up in the issue that Christy's in there. I wrote the short story that's in her issue.
Wow.
It was inspired by a call that you got back in February.
What page?
I think it's 86. I'm leafing through it here right now. I can't find it right now.
What's it called?
It's called Swallowing.
Oh, nice.
And it's about
Here it is, a fiction by Steve Amick.
All right. And you wrote this. And what inspired it?
Here's the headline.
I didn't actually hear the call. I heard the next day, and I don't think Adam heard it either. I think Jimmy was filling in, and it was your call was about a guy and a girlfriend, and he swallowed a piercing.
Oh, yes. That was a call that really stuck in my mind, too.
Yeah, and I put it on... I put it on top of of a different scenario that I imagined and had to be about really comparing this sort of the safety of a loving ex-girlfriend with a, you know, kind of crazy, wanting the kind of wild woman.
Oh, interesting. I'm reading it as we're sitting here. It's on page 86.
There was more procedural stuff in it originally.
And I will always remember that call because the deal was, Adam. I think Jimmy was in here that night.
You told me about that call.
Yeah, the guy was giving oral sex to his girlfriend, and she was sort of in a superior position, and the clitoral ring came undone, and he inhaled. He didn't swallow it. It went into his lungs.
Oh.
Right. And inhaled it. And it was really a serious deal. But
you never figured out if that actually happened or if he just... was concerned that it happened, right?
No,
did
it
didn't. Follow up.
I believe
he'd had an operation or something. We understood. No, it happened.
I thought you just described to him what he would probably have to do.
No.
I never heard the actual call. I just heard you explaining it to Adam and
Oh no, it happened. It had happened. The guy was freaked out.
So Steve, you now what do you do for? You write short stories?
Yeah, I'm one of those screwed up writers. I remember you. You had an earlier call, you said that we're all crazy and you're...
Writers?
Pretty much right, yeah.
Writers are sort of neurotic and crazy, but it doesn't make them bad guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's a good story.
Well, how's it going, Steve? What else? You working on scripts or something?
Yeah, sort of. I had a...
Whatever.
Chicago this summer, that kind of thing, you know.
All right, so it's going, you got a day job that you should keep, or...
No, this is it, pretty much.
That's good.
Pays the bills.
All right, well, listen, you've arrived.
But, hey, thanks a lot for the inspiration.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks thanks for using us as motivation or inspiration, and feel free to plagiarize any calls that we have. No problem with that. Drew, did you end up reading that story?
I read a little bit of it. Well, it looks well written.
All right.
Yeah.
Good times. You put the magazine down now, or you just continue reading?
I was also looking at the top colleges. Look at this.
The top colleges
for
partying?
Top partying colleges.
Arizona. Let me see. Oh, everything in Arizona. Yeah. San Diego State.
Yes,
good,
yes,
like,
yes. Where else?
Humboldt, Santa Cruz.
Oh.
Getting close to the Humboldt.
New Orleans.
I'm actually going up there to speak shortly. Louisiana State.
Tulane?
Tulane, yeah.
California State, Chico.
Chico's good, yeah.
San Diego State's in there.
San Diego.
Oh, San Diego's always there. San Diego State's always
this one's
going
to surprise you, Adam, because I don't think we experienced this.
Brown?
West Virginia.
Hold on. Brown?
I thought maybe Brown would be something on the East Coast.
Ivy League, baby.
West
can't party over there.
West Virginia.
West Virginia?
Remember that? It was in nowhere.
Yeah, but... I guess they like the party over there. All right, let's keep rolling along here, Drew.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute. We're going to take a break.
Oh, all right.
West Virginia is the college, by the way, that when I got back to the hotel, I had that drunken chick on my phone machine.
Uh-huh.
She was like, "Hey, Adam, you're in town. Let's party, buddy. Come on, come over. Let's party. Woo-hoo." And she left her phone number. And we had to catch, like, an early morning flight, and I got up about 6:45, and I called her phone number. She was like, "Hello?" And I was like, "Hey, baby, this is Adam. Let's party." And she's like, "What time is it?" I'm like, "It's like 6:45. And she's like, "I got to go to class." And I was like, "Oh, come on, baby. I thought you liked the party."
That's funny.
And I just tortured this poor sleeping girl. See, I'm not such a big celebrity, Drew, that I won't call people back who call me in my hotel room. Chrissy Swanson, our guest tonight, on the cover of this month's Playboy. Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This is John Favreau, and you're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah, strange to think about him like 2 days ago.
Favreau?
Yeah.
Were you beating off?
I wouldn't know.
Chrissy Swanson is our guest tonight. She is she's on the cover of this month's Playboy. All right, Drew, I'll tell the story off the air.
No, come on.
Okay. I want to hear it.
Yeah.
I do.
Right.
You tell great stories.
Thank you. Drew, now we got to shut the door. I know it's hot in here, but people are yakking off. Hey, Lauren, nice job, by the way, and the people yakking out in the hallway. Nice work. We had to open the door to the studio because the air conditioning doesn't work in this wretched dump. Hannibal Lecter's...
We didn't have a hall monitor out there.
Hannibal Lecter's cell is nicer than this asshole of a dump we reside in here. But anyway, no air. Here's what I was saying. I was telling these guys during the break, I cannot stand a snot-nosed kid. There's nothing I hate more than a wisecracking 15-year-old that thinks he's a tough guy. And these guys need to be called out. And I was telling Drew, I was telling about the time I worked at McDonald's, had some snot-nosed kid coming after me, and I beat him up. And because, listen, here's the deal. Hey, I have no sympathy for it. If you're a 13-year-old kid or 12-year-old kid and you're smarting off to some 17-year-old kid and you get your ass kicked, that's great. I couldn't be happier. Shut your little mouth. And no problem with that. Anyone who mouths off to anyone bigger than them, they deserve a good beating. I got no problem with that. I don't care if the kid's 4. And he's mouthing off to a professional wrestler. I don't care. He shouldn't have been mouthing off. That's it.
So what happened?
I was in the parking lot of the Galleria at the Sherman Oaks Galleria. This is years ago.
Before it was redesigned.
Oh, man. I must have been 20, and I was hanging around with my 80 friends. We were doing a little Christmas shopping or something.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High, then.
Yeah, this was probably a couple years after they shot Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and there was some kid with, like, a mohawk, and he was a punk. He was probably 17 or 18. And he was, like, tormenting the poor people that were shopping. We just saw him, like, sort of yelling at people and telling them to get out of here and spitting on cars and stuff. So
he was in the parking
structure? Parking structure. So we went over to the guy and told him he needed to stop that. And the guy pulled out this chain weapon. Was basically, like, Noonchucks. Yes. Noonchucks, but the chain was like 3 feet long, and the noonchucks weren't wood. They were steel, and they were solid bars, and the whole thing was chrome. It was a weird, scary thing. Mm. And he started spinning the thing over his head, and he was like, yeah, you want some? You want some? And I happened to be wearing this big leather bomber jacket. So I just took my bomber jacket off, and I was coming at the guy holding my jacket up like a Toro kind of thing, but it was a little bit higher in order to absorb the noonchucks there. And I was moving at the guy. And but slowly, with the jacket out, I was getting closer to the guy, and then all of a sudden, I saw a guy run past me, which was Todd, as we like to call him, a snake. And he ran right into the guy, and then as soon as he ran into the guy, I jumped on the guy, and then we threw him on the hood, and we beat him up. And then later on, and we took his noonchucks away, little puss. And then later on, when we got home, I said to my buddy, how is it that you were able to charge this guy and not get hit by those noonchucks? It seemed miraculous to me. And he pulled his shirt up, and he had a chain mark that went from the top of one shoulder blade all the way down his back to a hip.
Wow,
so apparently he did get hit by the noonchuck chain, but he didn't complain about it, God bless him, and we were able to beat the guy up. That's the important thing.
How did you get the guy even to sort of go on his way? You know, people like that.
Oh, he threw him on the hood, and he pleaded for his life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Jeff?
Yes.
You're 38?
Uh-huh.
You have a question for Christy?
Yes, I was wondering if you were up for the role for Buffy the Vampire Slayer of the TV series at all?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
Well, they must have contacted you. They must have wanted you to do it. You just didn't want to do it.
No.
Did they want you to do it?
If they did, I didn't know about it.
Okay.
It wouldn't make sense. I mean, we did the movie in, 92.
Mm-hmm.
When the series, that came out in, like, 5-6 years later.
I guess it was a little while.
Yeah, I was 22 when I did the film, so.
Okay.
It wouldn't really make sense for, I never really expected the call. I was much older then.
Right.
So.
Okay.
So it would have been nice to call you.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Would have been nice.
Play Buffy's older sister or something. Yeah.
Throw
you a Buffy bone. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, jeez.
Is there anything else that you're doing at the present time that we can see you in?
Well, there's a Dutch movie coming out at the end of the month.
Oh, yeah, there's a Soul Assassin that's coming out.
Hey, Jeff,
You should. You can just go to the website and look and see what's...
What website is that?
The official ChristySwanson.com.
Oh, all right.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
You got the Playboy. What else do you need to see her?
Thank you.
Isn't that what you want to see her in?
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, go watch that, would you?
Go watch that.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
You beat off to Christy, have you not?
No, I have not.
Seriously now, come on.
Nope, I'm afraid I have not.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know you can tell when that's a bogus caller.
You believe him?
No.
Jeff, we know you have.
Not a bogus call.
What's your status? You single?
Nope, I'm actually getting married at the 19th of this month.
Mm-hmm. And never beat off to Christy Swanson.
No, I'm afraid I have not.
Well, you are in a vast minority of Americans, my friend.
I'm not listening. You can say.
You're born again?
No.
You do beat off, yes?
Of course.
Any other celebrities you haven't beat off to?
You, Adam.
Have you not beat off to me, Jeff?
Don't make me sick.
You expect me to believe that you've not beat off to me or Christy Swanson?
Believe what you will.
I find that hard to believe.
Believe what you will.
All right, Jeff.
Thanks a lot.
All right, but when you get this Playboy...
How about the other Buffy? Maybe he's beat off to the other...
What about the other Buffy?
Nope, I don't think so.
But when you get this Playboy, it's going to be game on.
Well, wait, look at it. He's 38. That's why.
I'm 38. I'm going to beat off when I get home.
You're like a professional. No one can keep compete with that.
He couldn't even open the magazine with one hand.
Thank you. Oh, you're laughing now, but when I get home, I'll wipe that smile off your face.
That's hilarious.
It's going to be good times. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm going to use to wipe it off.
She won't be there to see it.
Yeah. Oh, she will. She will. Keith?
Yes.
You're 30? Oh, wait, 38.
38.
What's
another?
Up?
I got a question. In the past, I've had this obsession, I guess, to save troubled women. And I wasted 13 years on one who just was cheated and whatever. But beyond that, I met a 20-year-old that is just totally opposite of what I've ever been attracted to.
No, she isn't.
Yeah, it is. Because
why are you attracted to her then?
Right. Unless you've had
a point to be interested in somebody that I wasn't attracted to, I guess. Because the ones that I were attracted to in the past just turned out to be not good for me.
All right. Well, we're listening. Keep talking.
My question is, what is the chance of a relationship with 17 years between the two
she's progressing
20. Into, you know, a normal relationship? Because, you know, you have benchmarks, I guess you could say, or life experiences that ages.
Chris, you used to date Alan Thicke, right?
Excuse me?
Didn't you used to date Alan Thicke? That's common knowledge.
We were 22 years apart, yeah.
You were 22 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like 25 or something. He was 47, something like that?
No, I was 17.
Ooh.
And he was 40.
Sounds like a dynamite individual. 17?
Yeah.
How the hell did you meet him at 17?
On the Warner Brothers lot.
Oh, yeah, good time. What the hell were you doing at 17?
It was actually 16 when I met him. I was doing a Wes Craven movie for Warner Brothers.
Which one?
Deadly Friend.
Deadly Friend. So you've been doing features since what, 15 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your first one, or is it like your second or third film?
Actually, that was my first starring.
First starring film?
Yeah.
Wow. You've been working. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, since I was 9.
Wow.
Wait, you're doing... hold on, Keith. This is more interesting than you. You're proud. You started doing TV, doing commercials, things like that?
Yeah.
Like, what were you doing? And when did you start doing features?
The first feature I ever did was To Live and Die in L.A.
Oh, really?
I was like 12, I think.
You were in that.
What year was that? 1982?
No, it was probably a little later. It was probably a little later.
I think
in
it was 12 or 13.
I think it would be more like 85, something like that.
Well, that's when it was released.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I was 13.
Could have been shot in the 60s.
Yeah, exactly.
It was black and white. I remember that. It was a talkie, though, so I knew.
But then I did the Ferris Bueller and Pretty in Pink thing. But
right.
I was already set to do this Wes Craven movie.
That son of a bitch, Alan Thicke. That son of a bitch.
He dated one of my old girlfriends, too, when she was really young.
Oh,
was creepy.
Oh, there's a shocker.
Well, but, yeah.
Hey, he's America's dad.
Yeah.
Why can't he hump all of his kids?
Not circumcised.
Would you, what would you have learned from this that other 16-year-olds or 17-year-olds could benefit?
Stay out of Canada.
No.
Yeah,
seriously,
exactly.
What were you thinking as opposed to how you think about it now without being... You know, too negative on anybody.
No, I wouldn't be negative.
How long did you guys see each other?
We were together for 4 years.
Oh, all right. Well, you said she came in with him in here years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't remember that.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't...
Is it a negative experience? Is it too big an age gap?
It's not... I would not recommend it, no. You know?
Because...
Even where I was at that time in my life, I was, you know, I had graduated school and I was 15. I was working since I was 9, so I grew up in a very adult environment.
Yeah. I mean, you were more...
mature for my age, but that didn't merit me...
Right. I mean, you were as seasoned as a 16, 17-year-old was going to get. It's not like you just fell off the turnip truck, but even being a mature 17-year-old, still that 20-something-year-old difference too much.
Yeah, I hadn't had any relationships prior to that, so I would...
What would you say to another 17-year-old that's thinking about dating somebody more
dating
than...
Alan Thicke?
More than 15 years their senior. Other than not...
I would be very concerned. I wouldn't recommend it.
All right. Well, it sounds like you had a lovely experience with him. Keith?
Yeah.
So you're thinking about dating Alan Thicke?
No, hell no.
No. But, you know, it would be nice if one of us just knocked off what is like 15-year-old daughter or something. Wouldn't it? Yeah, just a little time to pay the fiddler. You know what I mean? That'd be nice. I don't know if he has any kids, but it'd be nice to have sex with them, male or female.
He's got all boys.
So be it. Drew, to call you in on this one.
Get to work.
He's got a 13-year-old. All right, so Keith.
Yes.
She's 20 now. What's wrong with her?
Nothing at all.
Not a runaway?
No, and that's the surprising thing. Normal parents.
Everything's good with her.
Yeah, and
What do you do? What do you do for a living?
Right now I'm a student.
Yeah. By the way, whenever you hear the right now before the answer of what I do for a living, always bad.
Always bad. Yeah.
Well, right now it's always bad. No one says, right now, cardiac surgeon.
Yeah.
Right now, vice president of the United States. It's never that. No one owns, it's never right now, my own law firm, right now, my own computer consulting firm. It's never that. So it's, right now, and then it's always followed with, I'm in between gigs, or I had to move back home, or I suffered a little setback.
Somehow right now usually is followed by something about a screenplay.
Yeah, I'm working on... Right. Keith.
Yeah.
Going to school.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to school, so it's like you're
but here's
a
the
teenager
deal.
Yourself.
Something is not right with her.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
She's attracted to a 38-year-old. She's thinking about dating a 38-year-old.
Yeah, but the guy's going to junior college. He's not working.
Was she 17?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I was 17. He was 39.
Keith, what are you doing to support yourself?
I have
right
money
now.
In the bank.
Right now?
Yeah,
okay.
I have.
Your money or somebody?
Mine.
Not your family.
That somebody left
not
you?
Not my family's. It's my money.
Right.
Yeah, I've not been.
From faking an injury in a casino or?
Oh, no, not at money. All. It's just money that I've had in savings.
Okay. That you saved.
And that I saved specifically to go back to school.
All right, buddy. All right, you're in school. She's in school. Everyone's happy. Let's take a quick break. Drew?
Yeah.
Need you to have sex with Alan Thicke's sons during the break.
Good times.
All right. Chrissy Swanson here, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Chrissy Swanson is our guest tonight. She's currently on the cover of the November issue of Playboy magazine and is in the pages as well. Looking very good on the cover and within the magazine. Now, where the hell were we? Newfound Glory going to be in here tomorrow night, by the way. That's a good band. It's been in here more than once. Have they not, Drew? When's the last time Newfound Glory was in here?
Year? 8 months?
Oh, I don't know why I even asked.
Four or five months.
Really?
4 or 5 months.
No way.
They were not.
Right before they ripped up the parking lot.
Not here that long ago. Anderson knows.
All right. Because Lauren knows because she's in love with one of them.
All right. Well, look in the calendar.
I heard her punch Anderson.
I know. That too.
Lauren, what grade are you in?
Eighth grade?
Eighth grade. They don't hit punch like that.
Eighth grade. What did you skip you ahead a couple of grades? Eighth grade. Socks Anderson in the arm. Max.
Oh, hi.
You're 23?
Mm-hmm.
You're straight and you're going on a date with a guy?
Yeah, yeah. I've always considered myself to be a straight person, but I've always been really curious.
Sure, sure. I like to know what a dork feels like in my ass.
Well,
I mean, I'm straight, but still, I've never had that sensation. And one's got to check these things off the list, right?
Yeah, well, it's just something that I've always been curious about, and I've always wanted to try it out, I guess. When I was really young, I always kind of had a problem trying on women's clothes, and I'd always kind of get in trouble for it, and I think it might have stemmed from that, but other than
that... No, trying women's clothes is a sort of a different thing than your sexual orientation, but...
I'm sure if I'd buy this
one. But, I mean, that's just the only thing that I can think of in my past that's kind of led me to this, and I've just... I guess I'm just always dreaming about
it. So what are you going to do with this guy? Is he gay?
Well, yeah, he's gay. We're just, I guess we're going out to dinner, and then we're going to go kind of to a club and go dancing, and then we're just going back to his place afterwards.
How do you know you're going to his place afterwards?
Yeah.
Well, that's just kind of what he said he'd like to do.
He said, we're going to go out to eat, then we're going to go out dancing, then we're going to my place afterwards?
Well, yeah.
No, he didn't say that.
Well,
does he think you're gay?
Well, he knows that I'm really kind of curious, and he knows that I like to. That I kind of.
He knows you've never been with a guy.
Yeah, he does. But he's a good friend, and I'm. He's not really taking advantage of me because I'm kind of. To be honest with you, I'm kind of hoping that he does in a way.
Yeah, I don't buy.
So is that bi or is that curious? Is there a difference between bi and curious?
No.
Have you ever been with a woman?
Yeah, I have.
How'd that go?
Post-op or?
Pre-op or post-op?
How'd that go?
It was okay. I guess once we got into it, I kind of realized I was more attracted to her clothes and she wasn't that attractive without them on, you know?
So you're more...
It's hard to make that part up.
I'll buy this. You're more into her accessories, belt, shoes, handbags, things like that, than you were into her actual vagina.
Well, yeah, because...
And he won't like my Playboy thing then at all.
No, yeah, there's
no clothes.
No purses, no shoes, just vagina. And beach. You like sand? Hey, Max.
All right, so Max, get on with your buddy. It's fine. It's all right. It's all right that you are gay or you're not gay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
What's up with you, Max? You sound like you're a mess.
What do you mean?
You just sound
stressed out,
injured, fractured.
Yeah, you're like a puppy at the pound.
Well, it's just kind of a new thing for me, and I'm kind of excited. And I'm just not sure. Like,
what do you do for a living?
Right now, I'm just going to school.
Oh, right now. Always trouble.
You need some Calgon tea, or like a Calgon bath and some chamomile tea or something.
That's right.
That works for
relax.
Guys. That works for guys.
You need to take a me day.
Exactly.
That works for men.
Let me ask you this. Can gays, if you're gay and you're at work, you can't get the paternity or the maternity leave or anything like that, but shouldn't you be able to put in for a me day?
You bring that up. That'd be fine.
I'm going to listen. Attention, gays. I've made a compromise on the whole marriage and the maternity and the leave and everything. You guys get 4 me days every quarter. There, that's good. It's like 16 a year.
But poor Max here. You brought up a point earlier this evening about guys choosing to be gay. I mean, he's trying not to be at all confused, and now he's sort of driven to it.
Something happened to this boy, though.
Yeah.
Something's up with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what guy announces that we're going out dancing?
It's either him or the guy who is pursuing him.
And who wants to go out dancing if you're going to end up at your place? Just go eat and go back to your place. David?
Yeah.
You're 13?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend left you a note saying you should be friends?
Yeah, before start going out and becoming more serious.
Mm-hmm.
What is your accent?
Was this one of the Bowery boys?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like mixed with 6 different races.
Yeah, which one sounds like a clown? Wait a second. What are your races?
German, Italian, Vietnamese,
Indian,
Black, and Puerto Rican.
Do you have any kind of like Did you have any sort of speech impediments or anything growing up?
No.
Yeah, he just—he sounds like a character from the 30s. Sounds like he should be selling papers from the 30s.
Yeah, shoeshine boy.
And yeah. I do have a little tongue, too.
You sound all right.
Huh? You have a tongue piercing?
No, it's... They said it's like it's slower than... like a normal one.
Slower?
Yeah.
Slower, I thought he said smaller.
All right, David, what's your question exactly? We got 1 minute.
Yeah, she gave me a note talking about that we should be friends before we, like... actually start going out before, and then I just want to know its best way to approach that.
I understand. You said it was your girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, she was until that.
How long was she your girlfriend for?
Like, she's like 3-4 days.
3-4 days she was your girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that if we asked her who her boyfriend was, she would say David.
Well, for the beginning part of the week, I think she might admit it was David.
No, I don't think she'd say David.
No. Did you ever kiss her?
No.
You didn't slip her that undersized tongue?
No.
Slower. Slower than average tongue.
Okay, slower. David, I don't think she was your girlfriend.
I think he was like Mr. Right Now.
There wasn't anything going on here. We get this all the time. David.
Yeah.
She wasn't your girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
She didn't look at you that way.
Okay.
And I don't think she does now either with the discussion of wanting to be friends for a little while.
Yeah, that's a nice way of saying I don't want to be a girlfriend. Right. Now, it doesn't mean she couldn't be in the future.
Don't give him anything to go
at
off
13,
of. Don't give him anything to build a dream off of. Don't give him one Lincoln log, right. One Lego.
Don't you wish when you were 13, 14, someone had said this to you?
Yes.
Forget it.
Yes. Dream Crushers. It's a service I'd like to start
there
with.
There you go.
Great.
Dream Crushers. Straighten out 14-year-old prepubescent males.
14 to 17-year-old males.
Horny.
Dream Crushers. Yes.
David?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean there's not other women for you, but it does mean you can't have this one.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
All right.
And no matter how hard you sit and think about it, it's not going to make it happen.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Good time.
I can't wait to have this conversation with my sons.
Take care of yourself.
Oh, my God.
All right. Oh, you must be. Your sons.
What?
Your sons be getting more tail than Sinatra. Good looking blonde guys. Oh, you know, my dad is Dr. Drew. You want to come back and see the pad? 3.5 acres over the golf course. I got Waldo, I got TiVo in my room, I got a mulatto maid who cleans up after us. You guys want to go in the hot tub, or should we just go hang out in the pool house and play spin the bottle? Is Drew going to be there? Maybe, maybe not, ladies. To come by and find out. And bring your swimsuits, two-piecers only. See you guys up at the pad. Everybody, that's the show. Newfound Glory in here tomorrow night, as well as the band Finch. And I want to thank Christy Swanson for coming in here tonight.
Being a good sport.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, being a dynamite sport.
Hang on a second. So, can you hear her?
No, forget
Talk.
It.
Hello.
There you are.
Always have a little.
Forget it.
No, I just mean we're.
It's just the equipment.
We're going. Here.
I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, thanks.
Thanks for putting
thanks
up the raft model.
Thanks
raft
for showing up.
Box model conversation.
Yeah, no, that was fun.
Yeah, it was interesting, right? You're starting to warm up
and
on
the,
me, right?
Bong ball syndrome.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, I like
14,
the bong
15
ball
hours
syndrome.
In here. All right, so Playboy this month, and until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. And hi to Chrissy Swanson, too.
Christy, I want to make love to you.
Okay.
Excuse me?
This has been Loveline. Opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.